Hello.
Hello, my name is Deja, returning your call from customer service. How may I help you?
Yes, I called a little bit ago and I still haven't figured out what your business is. I've got three charges on my credit card.
Okay, may I please have your zip code to better assist you?
40299.
40299, thank you so much. And could I please have your first and last name?
Yes, Carolyn, and it's Bollard-Young, Bollard hyphen Young, Young.
I'm sorry, the phone kind of broke up a little. Could you repeat that for me?
Bollard hyphen Young, Carolyn, Bollard hyphen Young, Bollard hyphen Young.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Would it be under just Carolyn Young?
No, I think my credit card's Bollard hyphen Young. So it's probably
Okay.
Bollard hyphen Young.
Okay, well, just for security purposes, to make sure I have the right account, could you verify your shipping address?
Yes, 4003 Chenoweth Run Road, Louisville or Jeffersontown, Kentucky.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And I do see here where you did pay shipping and handling of $7.45 for the Wi-Fi booster.
Right. I
Yes, so
remember
I.
that a long time ago. It was some gift from Sam's.
Yes, ma'am. So I do know that in the terms and conditions, it did state that after 48 hours, you will also be charged $49.97, as well as receiving an email with a $125 gift card to buy from their Gadget store. It is $49.97 a month until you cancel, but I do see here that you did call in on today, and they did cancel and get you refunded for 50% of the
Yeah, but
$49.97.
I thought she told me she would totally cancel the one for January, which would be $49.47, and she would give me 50% of the other two. And what she did is only gave me 50% of the last one.
Yes, so unfortunately, because the charges are valid, one, we can only handle the latest charge being January 1st, which is $49.97, and two, we can only get you refunded 50% because the charge is valid.
Okay, what was I supposed to get some gift card, which I never got?
Yeah, so it would have went to your email, ccyoung2014@att.net. If it's not in your inbox, it should be in your spam or junk folder. It'll say factory direct savings store, and you should have three $125 gift cards to buy from their store.
Okay, are they still good?
Yes.
Okay, so I look at it and it's going to say factory something because I would never have even looked at that saying factory something.
Yes, it'll say Factory Direct Savings Store.
Okay, is there any way you can send them to me again?
Yes, ma'am, I can let them know that you didn't receive them. Just give me one second. I'll get right back with you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. All right, thank you so much for patiently holding. So I did let them know that you didn't receive those gift cards in your email.
Okay.
So hopefully sometime today you will receive all three of those emails. I would keep checking my email, spam, and junk folder. Again, it will be going to ccyoung2014@att.net. And if 24 hours do go by and you just so happen to not receive anything, no type of gift cards, no emails, no nothing, please give us a call back, okay?
Okay, and
we
it will say
24 hours.
Okay, it'll say factory what?
Factory direct saving store.
Okay, thanks a lot. You have a wonderful evening.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful evening as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.